This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. In Texas, you might imagine that we have need of like an in case of emergency box. You can't find a taco place, but there's always Jack in the Box, Taco Bell, anyone? Here's the question, and we're going to put this to the experts. In the event of an actual emergency in Texas, where do you go for an emergency taco? You might even call them a gringo taco. Mondo Rayo and Jared Neese are the co-authors of The Tacos of Texas, and they're here to help us out when we're desperate. Gentlemen, welcome to The Standard.
Thank you. Why don't we start with a gringo?
I was going to say, Jared, you look like you might be able to help
as
us out with some
here.
Firsthand knowledge here. Let's just be clear. When we're talking about the gringo taco, we're talking about typically ground beef.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. In, I'm going to say a soft shell because the hard shell is a little, you know, if you're driving a Suburban through suburbia, it could be a mess.
No, sure. I think what you're getting at is just where do you get, like, the break in case of emergency tacos. Like, yeah. You can't get to a taqueria. You can't get to your favorite place. For me, growing up in East Texas, there's something about a Taco Bell bean burrito that just does it for me. but the best, by far, taco fast food I've ever eaten is Taco Palenque.
We got a message from a listener.
Because
I was asking about it.
Yeah, that
and they said Palenque. That's all they said, Palenque.
Oh,
and I was
Palenque.
Like, what, Palenque?
You got to get the pirata and the...
Yeah.
It's grilled steak, refried beans on a flour tortilla with cheese.
With cheese.
So this is actually a chain in deep South Texas?
They just have one as far north as New Braunfels now.
Yeah.
Laredo
is kind of, at least on this side, where they started. Mm-hmm. And then they've grown out towards really South Texas.
In Texas, there are the big three, I think we can say, when it comes to chains. There's, of course, the Bell.
The Bell.
Right. And we're talking about sales primarily.
Sure.
There's Taco Cabana.
Yeah, of course.
And there's Taco Bueno.
Exactly.
Now, we have had, it didn't come to fisticuffs, but we've had conversations about, heated conversations, about which taco actually is best of the big three.
And I think it has to do a lot with where you grew up. A lot of people in West Texas say Taco Bueno. And
they
a lot of,
swear by it.
Yeah, and you know, Austin, San Antonio, it's more Taco Cabana. You know, maybe outside of that, you get the Taco Bell in East Texas. But Rosa's is also an extremely
good... Where is Rosa's?
Rosa's, they have one in Austin now.
But it started in the Midland-Odessa area.
It started
area.
In Midland-Odessa.
Rosa's.
Rosa's and Taco Cabana and Palenque are all included in our book.
Is that right? The Tacos of Texas.
Because that's part of the story of the Tacos of Texas are these chain restaurants who are serving a ton of people every day. And if you're in Laredo and you go to Taco Palenque, that's as good as any taqueria, in my opinion.
Right.
And Rosa's Cafe, they're cooking all their meat on wood. It's not, you know, a grill. They're bringing the wood and they're cooking all their fajita meat on pecan wood. And just those extra steps, and they care. And
see,
you know,
I think of you, Mondo, as a very big-hearted, open-door kind of taco person in the sense that you have told me in the past that you just put it on a tortilla and eat the daggum thing, right?
I mean, that's right.
It's just anything goes almost.
No taco will go uneaten.
That's right. No taco. But you remember when salsa became the next catch-up, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, now we seem to be at this turning point, this tipping point with tacos in the United States, where tacos now are very close to supplanting hamburger, if they haven't already.
I mean, the tacos...
Certainly in Texas.
The taco is the new burger.
Right, okay, so here we are. There's some salsas I want to eat, right? I mean, there's some garbage salsa out there, right? Okay, we have to have some kind of baseline where it's like, I'm sorry, they call this a taco, but no.
Yeah.
No. It's this... No. Can we do that yet?
Yeah, I think so. You know,
where's the door close here?
But you know, here's the thing: is you know, like we've all kind of done it. You know, even the snobbiest of taco snobs will say, "Oh, I've never eaten there." And you know, come on, you have Taco Cabanas everywhere.
And besides, they do barbacoa, so I mean,
right. I mean, then they're open.
Kind of making their tortilla.
Yeah, and you can go there after, you know, you either go to Whataburger or you go to Taco Cabana.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, that quick serve style, you know, the starting point, I would say, is definitely like Taco Cabana. Rosa's Cafe is, you know, the original Taco Tuesday place with a crispy
Odessa,
taco, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes.
Then you go up to El Taco Tote in El Paso, Taco Palenque in Laredo. So that I would say the baseline is definitely the Rosa's and Taco Cabana.
In case of emergency, check out the Tacos of Texas. I'll give you the lowdown. Mondo Rayo, Jared Neese are the co-authors, the original taco journalists. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming back in.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave.